In a dramatic new show of force, three B-52 long-range bombers flew for hours yesterday off the coast of Venezuela. Late today, the commander in charge of the mission, Admiral Alvin Hosley, abruptly stepped down, a surprise move less than a year into the job. That's after President Trump told reporters he authorized CIA operations in the country, prompting concern from Democrats on Capitol Hill.
Starting wars that may spiral out of control ought to be deeply alarming to the American public.
There are now 10,000 troops in the Caribbean, including 8 warships and a submarine. And new images show military helicopters, which could carry special operations soldiers 90 miles off Venezuela's coast.
We are certainly looking at land now because we've got the sea very well under control.
The U.S. military took out another alleged drug-carrying boat this week, the fifth strike in 6 weeks. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has fired back against the escalation, saying there will be no regime change or CIA-orchestrated coup. President Trump has not explicitly called for regime change, but the administration has made clear it does not want Maduro to remain in power. There's a $50 million reward for information leading to his arrest for alleged drug trafficking. Former U.S. Ambassador to Panama, John Feely, said Maduro has long been a problem for the U.S.
He is the nominal head of a government that has been wholly captured by organized crime in Venezuela.